Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of Australian Jams. I think this is number 71 because I made a concerted effort to work out what number it was last time. And because it was such a round number, I remembered. Maybe. We'll find out later. I'm Gemma, as always. Sorry, we've had some tech issues this morning, so I'm a little bit off my game, but it's fine. Today, I'm joined by someone who I've literally just met 5 minutes ago, and I've already found out that he goes to the North Melbourne Football Club. So we have issues with that, right? Today I'm joined by Liam McGorry. How's it going?
Good. Yourself?
I'm good. I'm trying to get us up and about for this because I don't know. I'm in a weird mood today. How are you doing?
Yeah, doing very well. It's a bit of a grey day in Melbourne here, but, doing pretty well. It's, lots to be positive about.
That's true, except for the All-Australian team that was announced last night that I have issues with, but we'll move on. Liam, for those who don't know who you are, can you tell us who you are and what you do?
Sure. I guess I'm a songwriter and musician from Melbourne. Formed a new sort of project called Ex-Olympian. Got a new record coming in a couple of weeks, the 16th of October. I guess it's a sort of funk, soul, jazz sort of bass sort of music for the record, and in the past kind of played with a few bands called Sasquatch and Dorsal Fins.
Some very, very good bands. The way you threw them out there was like, oh yeah, that was some bands I was in. Pretty big deal.
Pretty kind, thank you.
So today we're going to be talking about six different songs. One of them is yours, so we will get to talk about the album a little bit later on, but you've chosen three songs. Which one would you like to start us off with today?
It's the release day today of their record, so maybe we'll start with GL Endlessly. Cool. If that's cool with you.
Of course that's cool with me. Go for it. What do you like about this song?
Well, I'm a longtime GL fan. My partner Ella sings with the band, so obviously a bit of a connection there. But have really seen them sort of grow over the years since their first release, and just such an amazing live band and group of people. Really fun, infectious music, and great songs too. So I think just all that sort of together is just, you know, my sort of music. Really fun, optimistic, and great songs.
Amazing. I feel like mentioning here that my mum is like a huge fan of GL, to the point where we had a family trivia night in the first lockdown period that she had a question about GL, knowing that I would be the only one that knew the answer. Wow, so there you go. Amazing. Shout that's out to incredible. My mum.
Yeah,
they've kind of carved out a space of their own in a really saturated market, don't you think?
Definitely. I think there's a lot of, obviously a lot of funk soul music out there, and particularly from Melbourne, and they're just such a great live band. But also just seeing the way that they make music up close and personal is just too, two friends making music in a studio and no sort of pretentiousness. It's just let's do it, let's have fun and let's hang out. And that's a really great sort of thing for another musician to see, you know, just no ego, just let's do it and have fun.
Yeah, and you mentioning the funk soul part of it, and I think that's a kind of a theme between a lot of the songs we're going to talk about today. Their take on it does have that different 80s electronica feel added in there as well, which is what makes it completely different while still sitting in the same world.
Yeah, definitely. You're right. Graham, who does a lot of the production with Ella, he's very influenced by a lot of 80s soul classics and the production. So that's there's a big crossover there. You're right. That's fantastic.
Heck yeah. Should we listen to a little bit of it?
Fantastic. Can't wait.
This is a little bit of Endlessly by GL, and we'll be back. Just heard a bit of Endlessly by GL, which was Liam McGorry's first song, my guest for today. What am I going to start? I'm going to start off with Egoism. They released a new song called Here's the Thing. Egoism are amazing, and they just kind of keep leveling up every time they release a new single. And they're kind of unassuming, I guess, with the way they go about everything that they do. They actually came to my apartment maybe a year ago now to do an interview with another friend of mine. And they're just so down to earth and lovely people. But then they go and produce this music that's just like, what? And I think the dreamy layers in this are so expertly crafted, I guess, right down to the way they use the backing vocals as the extra layer. It's just like, it's so smartly put together. And then all the layers build up and then it completely drops away. But it feels just so soothing to listen to, I guess, at the same time.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I was actually going to mention with this song. The backing vocal and that layer that you're talking about there, yeah, really reminded me of Caroline Polachek and her music and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
That was really, really drew me into the song straight from the start. So a fantastic band. I never heard of them before this, so thanks so much for sending out there.
Always. Brisbane band. I do choose a lot of Brisbane. I mean, today I've chosen two Melbourne artists and a Brisbane one, but, you know, we go with it. Yep. Egoism, I think, are one of those bands that had it not been for the pandemic, a bit similar to Cry Club, I think, where this year was kind of their year to take a lot of opportunities and then a lot of those opportunities got taken away because of pandemic cancelling a lot of things. So I hope that they're able to continue their momentum into next year when things do start to pick up again and there are festivals happening and things like that. So I'm really hopeful that what's happened this year to, I mean, everyone's been affected by it, obviously, but I'm hopeful that what has happened this year doesn't stunt their growth going forward as well.
Yeah, that definitely, I think, fingers crossed for them and for everyone. It's, you know, hopefully we can get back to seeing some shows as soon as possible.
And going to the footy, obviously, priority.
Definitely.
I warned you I would mention it. Let's listen to a bit of Here's the Thing by Egoism. I can't help but turn away and fucking die. So here's the time you decide, should you love somebody new? Here's the time you decide, should you love somebody new? That was a bit of Here's the Thing by Egoism. I'm talking about pop culture and music pop culture in the breaks, so I do apologize to Liam. What's your next song?
good question. I reckon let's go with Surprise Chef.
Excellent. You've chosen Deadlines.
Deadlines. Yeah, this is the most recent single from the new album Daylight Savings, which is coming out pretty soon. I think actually the same date as our record as well. So big day for releases. as with GL and our other track, one of my favorite bands in Melbourne, Surprise Chef, or anywhere really, but just effortlessly funky music, really kind of deep spiritual sort of vibes coming from this one. Just I don't know, just really trans, you know, you're talking about pop culture and the way that you can get transported through different places, and yeah, this really transports me to a really great place every time I put on a Surprise Chef song. So just beautiful music, beautiful people, and yeah, really looking forward to the new record.
There's two things about this band / this song that I want to mention. Well, there's three, but two of them are not super relevant generally. One is, I would love to know where the band name came from.
Yeah, I think it came from speaking to them. I think they named it after the show, as in Aristos and Surprise Chef.
Excellent. That makes me very happy. Two is when I spoke to Georgia, who has been on this podcast before. Georgia is an excellent friend who is your publicist, about setting this up. This is exactly the kind of song I expected you to bring to the table, which makes me really happy, because I feel like this episode very much has your flavor to it. Whereas sometimes music can be like a little bit more generic / top line, I guess, which is generally what I choose. That doesn't have a really distinctive, I guess, brand to the episode. Whereas this one, I feel very much has that. And this song in particular has that.
Oh, it's great to hear. It's great to hear so many different flavors of music. You know, it's so much choice out there.
Yeah. Yeah. And it can be so easy. And I'm very much guilty of this. It's so easy to be swayed by the stuff that's being released by people that you always pick or something like that. Have been picking songs every 2 weeks, whereas having a different person come on and bringing that kind of brand to it, I guess, is really nice. The third thing, I found this so peaceful to listen to. Like, you could lay back with the headphones on in your chair and just enjoy this, and then it could repeat 4 or 5 times and you wouldn't really notice. You'd just sink into it like that. I really like that about this.
Yeah, it's really meditative kind of quality, isn't it? It's like, you've said it very well. It's a really deep kind of listen, isn't it?
Context. I live in quite a small apartment on my own, which is fine. Maybe not so much for lockdown, but it's fine. And the thing that I've always wanted, because I'm a 50-year-old woman, is a rocking chair. And I feel like having a rocking chair and listening to this would be like perfect.
No, definitely. It's a bit of peaceful time on your own. It's a great listen.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take it from me, which is like high level energy right now, and let's bring it down a little bit and relax a little bit with Surprise Chef and Deadlines. Was a bit of Deadlines by Surprise Chef. That was Liam's second song for today. My second song, I've chosen Braille Faces, Softly Spoken.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And kind of going along with what we were talking about in the previous one, how this episode has a bit of a theme to it. I think nostalgia is a bit of a theme to a lot of these songs. Like, a lot of these songs kind of take you back and stuff like that. It could be because we're stuck in stage four lockdown and that's just how your brain works now. But a lot of these songs kind of remind me of childhood and things like that. And I think this one in particular does it. And the way it's sung gives it that feeling of like you've come out the other side of a really exhaustive experience with like a different outlook on life, I guess. Is that lame?
No, not at all. Like I was actually... it's so funny that you sent this through because I used to live with Jordan.
Yeah, I thought.
in North Carolina. It's great. It's so great to hear his new music. Just seeing his sort of musical journey over the last few years, like he's worked like so hard. Like he did like 12 albums in a year, one year, and then you know, just such an amazing singer and songwriter. So it's so great. Been loving his new record so much,
and the artwork is amazing. Like, it's insane. It's it reminds me a lot of Coraline, the film.
Which is really cool. I was gonna the video clip as well, like that he made. That's incredible. Like, such a multi-talented guy.
He's such a creative mind, and I've never met or spoken to Jordan before. For context. But I was speaking to Alexander Biggs about him because I think they played a show together quite a while ago now. Yeah. And it's 100% like everyone I think in the industry has so much respect for him and the way his brain works and the stuff he's able to do. And I think he's like one of those cult figures, I guess. Whereas you might go to Brisbane and they have no idea who he is, but it's just like you need to understand what this person brings to our like local creative culture, I guess.
Yeah, well, he's certainly such an amazing like live show like as well. Like we went to see him support one of my favorite artists, Jonty, from Sydney. He came down and played it. I think it was Yaya's at like, you know, 10 or like a pretty late show. And like he just played, I think it was a solo set, and he was just playing keys and singing, and it was just absolutely mind-blowing. His voice is just incredible.
Yeah. Man, I wonder what it's like to be talented. Like, it must be nice.
Yeah, it must be nice.
No, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that with you. This is off the back of an album as well, so it's not just a one-off single. So definitely go and check out a body of work from Brailleface because I think there's so much range in what he does. As I said, the way he sings this song isn't necessarily the way he sings a lot of his other songs and things like that. So go and listen to the range within his music. But let's hear a bit of Softly Spoken by Brailleface, and we'll come back. That was a bit of Brailleface with Softly Spoken. Liam, your final song for us today.
It's so hard to choose just three, to be honest. But listening over the last few months, it's been great to hear new music from another of my favorite bands and singers. Emma Donovan and the Putbacks, local legends here. Yeah, just Emma Donovan, such a great singer. Loved, absolutely rinsed the last record. I work occasionally at Northside Records in Collingwood, and Chris, obviously big fan as well, and just listened to this record so many times, and just can't, so exciting to hear new music from them. But again, the Putbacks as well, another band I've been listening to like for years, and just such great players, great, very funky, like really awesome songs as well. So it's just great to have new music out.
Yes, that is true. So the song you've chosen is Pink Skirt. The thing I really love about this, but the whole album as well, the way it's mixed, I think, brings so much to the table as well. Is that, like, wanky to say? But, like, the way it's mixed, I think, adds this sense of atmosphere to the whole thing. It feels like you are seeing them live in a way.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that, I guess that's the thing about a lot of soul and funk music that I love. It's kind of generally a reflection of a live show, or like a, you know, next to a live show, a live performance. So the connection is really sort of immediate in that sort of sense. And like you're saying, the mixing does make a big role. It kind of just puts heaps of emphasis on the vocal and the story. And yeah, it's just really amazing to hear that, and that it comes across to everyone as well. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and like the fact that it is like a little bit lo-fi, I guess, is the way you describe it, but it's still so powerful with the way it comes through. I think there's a real like genuine quality to how powerful she is as a vocalist when it is kind of mixed that way, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know anything about technicalities of music. I'm just guessing. And then when Liam agrees with me, I'm just like, okay, I do know what I'm talking about. No, it's like, I keep interrupting you today because I'm just really excited to talk. It's like when you're watching a game of footy and you're like, I think this is happening. And then you look at the stats, you're like, yeah, that did happen. Numbers tell me that it did.
That's a good analogy. I like that. That's awesome. No, I was just totally agreeing. Lo-fi sort of analog recording is amazing, you know, sort of sounds, and a lot of my favorite sort of sounds in music. So it just, when it's delivered like this with like amazing musicians and singers, it's just so pure and so great.
Amazing. Let's hear a bit of Emma Donovan's amazing voice. This is Emma Donovan and the Putbacks with Pink Skirt.
Seven o'clock in the morning, that train would roll in. A country link from Maxfield was looking for mine in his pink skirt and brown skin. My daddy would take my brother.
That was a bit of Pink Skirt by Emma Donovan and the Putbacks. I'm here with Liam McGorry, aka ex-Olympian, for my final song, which is an ex-Olympian song called Penny in the Well, featuring Sam Lawrence. Now, talk to me about the ex-Olympian project, because you've got quite a long history, particularly in the Melbourne music scene, doing a lot of different things, Sasquatch, Dorsal Fins, other little projects. Tell me how ex-Olympian came to be.
Yeah, good question. It's kind of always kind of been in bands with like, you know, 6 to 9 to 10 people, sort of, and always just kind of writing songs for those sort of bands as well. So, it was coming to the end of these other projects, and just kind of wanted to sort of shift the focus and do something more myself, where I had a bit more, I guess, there was a bit more urgency for me to do more and to to have to like pull my finger out and that sort of thing. So it really came out of that just taking a new sort of phase, a new step, and a new challenge, I guess. So that's where it kind of came from. But it like anything, I guess, kind of took quite a bit of time to get together. Like, it's taken about 3 years to sort of finish this record. So long time. But yeah, it's been a really interesting journey just to go from, I guess, you know, at the moment it's kind of hard to kind of play those songs live and that sort of thing, but to go from, you know, playing just a small role in a band and then a bit more focus on the lives that I, you know, when we play live with Ex-Olympian, it's been an interesting journey.
I mean, when you were starting out doing that stuff 3 years ago, did you anticipate to be releasing it when you're literally not allowed to leave your house?
No, not at all. I guess it's a different release, you know, when, you know, we aren't able to kind of go out and tour it and sort of prove that you're a band and that sort of thing, which is normally the case, you know. So it kind of feels a bit weird in that sense. But in other senses, it's kind of also good just to let it hopefully stand on its own and for people to enjoy the record as well. You know, it's a real interesting time and hope that, you know, soon we can get out there and play some shows, but we'll see how we go.
Do you think it's forced you to be a bit more creative with the way you're releasing it, or do you think you're just doing it as you normally would sans touring?
It's a good question. I think a little bit of both. Like it's kind of hard to kind of be instantly creative out of nothing when you see things kind of not going to plan and that sort of thing. But it does, it has forced a lot of things digitally, and I guess everyone's just online 24/7. So it just maybe in the way that we are kind of consuming all of the records and stuff, it's a bit more digital focus, whereas, you know, I come from a background of buying records and listening and going to the store and buying them and talking to the record store owner and, you know, just engaging or going, buying a record from a live gig. And it's a bit, I'm definitely missing that sort of aspect at the minute, as a lot of people are, I'm sure. But I think that the connection hopefully will come through still and that sort of thing. You know, it's, definitely a strange environment at the minute.
That's a very apt way of putting it. So this one that we've chosen, you worked with Sam Lawrence as a vocalist on it. Can you tell me how, because I know you've released a couple of other singles where you've got ex-bandmates and things like that, guest vocalists. This one's a little bit different, right?
Yeah, I guess Sam went to school with my partner Ella out in Warrandyte, and just another amazing singer who I've seen over the years, just absolutely, you know, go from strength to strength. But he's kind of, I guess, kind of like Jordan and like Ella herself, like one of those singers that when you see them and they sing live, it's just, you're really blown away. And so it's just great to be able to work with someone like Sam on this. And yeah, just it's been great to kind of do those sort of collaborations for this record. You know, obviously I wanted to make a bit more sort of work for myself in playing more instruments and doing more, being more involved, but it's still in creating the record, you can't kind of make all this stuff in isolation. You know, you've got to collaborate with people. Like that's, to me, the joy of music, and it certainly was a pleasure doing it with Sam.
It feels like going from bands that were as big as the bands that you were in, going to a completely solo project would be a bit of a shock to the system anyway, right? Because you've gone from such a collaborative environment to just on your own. It feels like some guest vocalists are okay to be part of it, right?
Yeah, definitely. I guess it's kind of hard to kind of make those strict rules in that sort of sense. Like for me anyway, I'm not too sure how people do it all on their own and that sort of thing. Like I think, the collaboration, whether it be a big band or, you know, just with a couple of people, that's really the essence of music. And John Castle, who mixed the record and recorded a lot of stuff for it, he really was one of those collaborators, particularly on this song, playing the drums. And you know, Mara also played some viola as well on it. So it's, you know, although, you know, I may have written the song, it's a lot of collaborations in there to kind of get it to a really, you know, place where I was happy with it.
Yeah. And so the album is called Afterlife, coming out on the 16th of October, as you'd mentioned. I've had a listen to the whole album. I'm curious to know, and I know sometimes this is a really annoying question, so I do apologize. What's probably your favorite non-single that you're excited for people to hear on the album?
Oh, good question. I haven't actually thought about that. Maybe the title track itself, I really like that that song with Julia, also known as Tesoro. Julia is a really amazing young singer, starting out at Monash, also from Warrandyte. Another fantastic voice, and just in terms of, it's really kind of sums up their record in it's a kind of a different sort of mood, perhaps, from music that I've made in the past. It's a bit more chilled out, a bit more soulful in certain ways, and it's probably my favorite sort of song on the album, I think.
Amazing. I do love to talk about non-singles because they don't get enough credit. Let's listen to a little bit of Penny in the Well featuring Sam Lawrence. It's by ex-Olympian, who's here with me today, and we'll come back in a moment. That was a little bit of Penny in the Well featuring Sam Lawrence by ex-Olympian. It's from album Afterlife, coming out on the 16th of October. October? I said that weirdly. But that hopefully makes you remember the date so you go out and buy it. Liam, who is ex-Olympian, is here with me today. Is there anything else you want to shout out? Any online activities people can get involved in?
If you like what you hear, then be very grateful if you bought her a copy of the record. That's about it.
Amazing. And if people want to find you online, are you on socials at all?
All the usual socials, Bandcamp and all of the things. So yeah.
I'll put the links in the show notes as well, so it's easy for people to find you. What have I got coming up that I want to plug at the end of this that I always do? Well, Tuesday, so today that you're listening to this, or that this is coming out, I guess, as of next Tuesday, there will be a bunch of new AFLW players in the system. I always talk about it. I'm sorry. It is what it is. But yes, the AFLW draft is next Tuesday. You can watch it online on the AFL Women's website, and it starts at, I think, 7 p.m. I'll double check Australian Eastern Standard Time. Do that. Otherwise, keep listening to Australian Jams. Go and purchase Afterlife. I have heard it. It is very good. It's worth the purchase. So please do that. And also just check out the rest of the some other music by these artists that we've picked, because we do pick out one song, but they do have bodies of work that are also incredible. So go and do that. Thank you so much for joining me today, Liam, after some tech issues.
Oh, totally fine. My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Hopefully your puppy feels a bit better, and good luck with the album release.
Thank you so much.
See ya.
See ya.
The softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.